And now, the Gene Price Show presents A Historical Moment to Remember.
The year was 1752. Benjamin Franklin, while flying a kite during a thunderstorm, discovers electricity.
Here's Jerry Reed.
Well, if you're one of the millions who own one of them gas-drinking, piston-clanking, air-polluting, smoke belts and four-wheel buggies from Detroit City, then pay attention. I'm about to sing your song, Tom. Well, I'm not a man to point a judge, very willing to hold a grudge, but I think it's time to send me a few jars first. All about that demon, the automobile, the metal monster with the polyglass wheels, the end result of the dream of Henry Ford. Well, now I've got a car that's mine alone, to be in the finance company owned, a ready-made pile of manufactured grief. And if I ain't out of gas in a pouring rain, I'm a change in a flat in a hurricane. I once spent 3 days lost on a clover leaf. Well, it ain't just the smoke and the traffic jam that makes me the bitter fool I am, but this four-wheel buggy is a dollaring me to death. For gas and oils and fluids and grease and wires and tires and antifreeze and them accessories, well, honey, that's something else. Well, you can get stereo tape and a color TV, get a backseat bar and reclining seats, and just pay once a month like you do your rent. Well, I figured it up, and over a period of time, this $4,000 car of mine cost $14,000.99. Well, now, Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done? Father and mother own one whole car and a half another. And I bet that half a car's a trick to drive, don't you? But the thing that amazes me, I guess, is the way we measure a man's success by the kind of an automobile he can afford to buy. Well, now, red light, green light, traffic cop, right turn, no turn, must turn, stop. Get out the credit card, honey, we're out of gas. Well, now, all the cars place end to end would reach to the moon and back again. There'd probably be some poor fool pull out the pass. Well, now, how I yearn for the good old days without that carbon dioxide haze hanging over the roar of the interstate. Well, if the Lord that made the moon and the stars would have meant for me, then you'd have cars he'd have seen if we was all born with a parking space. Lord, Mr. Ford, I just wish that you could see what your simple horseless carriage has become. Well, it seems your contribution to man, to say the least, got a little out of hand. Well, Lord, Mr. Ford, what have you done?
Come away with me, Lucille.
In my smoking, choking automobile.
Here is Jerry Reed. Mr. Reed writes here. The song you just heard is called Lord Mr. Ford. Of course, this is Brother Price with you. Mr. Price.
Hello. Weller W. Willard right here on Wednesday. Hang in there, buckaroos.
Yes, things to do today. Here is Porter and Dolly and the big record. Big duet. Maybe up for duet of the year. I'm sure it will be. If Teardrops Were Pennies.
An acre of diamonds I'd offer to you. A solid gold mansion, an airplane or two.
This whole world would be yours to have and to hold. If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
That have fallen won't buy you a thing. drops aren't penny,
and heartaches aren't gold.
Here we are, Porter and Dolly. That's a great combination. Porter and Dolly, and if teardrops were pennies. Well, hi. How are you on a Wednesday? This is Gene once again, and we'll be with you for, well, until they run us out of here, which they do every day. After about an hour's worth. Stick around, we got things to do, though. A lot of things. Denny and Frank are in the other room, the engineer and our producer. And, hey, let me talk to you about something that we all want. That's land. You know, it can be a good investment, or it could be a sour one. To help you make the right decision, an act of Congress requires that you be given a property report on the land before you buy it. Or back in the old days, before you squat on it. Remember those days we used to squat, Denny? I still do sometimes, you know. Whenever I like to go out and go to Oklahoma, because that makes me feel at home. Among other things, it will tell you whether schools, medical facilities, shopping areas, and public transportation are available. Remember, your legal officer can help you, and if you got nothing to do, maybe he'll join you in the squatter's rights, which is one of our favorites around here. Oh, goodness. We're going to go back now. 2 years ago to, this is just a personal preference, but I think this is the prettiest country song I've ever heard. Sammy Smith. It was written by Kris Kristofferson for her. It's her only major hit song, but it was a doozy. Help me make it through the night.
Take the ribbon from my hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against your skin. Like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care.
Sammy Smith, and that famous quote from Count Dracula. Remember that? Help me make it through the night, please. Well, here we are on Wednesday with Gene Price, and from Sammy Smith, let's, as I mentioned, about the same time that song was out, Help Me Make It Through the Night, Ray Price had a big song out, written by Kris Kristofferson. Well, here's one of Ray's latest, not one of his latest, it is the latest by Ray Price, and You're the Best Thing That Ever Happened to Me.
Had my share of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind, the downs have been few. I guess you could say that I've been lucky. And I guess you could say it's all because of you. If anyone should ever write my life story, whatever reason there might be. You'd be there between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Lord, there have been times when the times were so hard, but always, somehow, I made it through. But for every moment I've spent hurting, there was a moment spent loving you. If anyone should ever write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, you'd be there between each line of pain and glory, 'cause you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened.
You're the best thing that ever happened to me.
Well, thank you, Pierce. I never knowed you felt that way.
Well, not you, dummy. Let's see here. I wanted to play a song here. Somebody, I got a number of letters came in asking for requests, and one of them was from a very nice lady who wanted to hear Lynn Anderson's Top of the World. I have the letter, I think, and I'll go ahead and just play the record, and I'll come back and mention her name, because she might like that. Here's Lynn Anderson, just sitting on top of the world with a big, big hit record.
It's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for me. And the reason it's clear is because you are here. You're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's with me.
we are, Glenn Anderson, and Sitting on Top of the World. That was for Ernst Rudinger. There we are. I knew I'd get the name right. And there's the song. Okay, here's the fellow's name. We want to get it right because he gets very angry if we don't. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Pat Sutran. Come on in, Pat.
Thank you. Well, howdy there. Howdy. This is Pat Buttram, tipping my hat to you today. Hey, I really got a great hat. I like this hat. I bought it 2 years ago. I had it cleaned twice, exchanged it in a restaurant once, and it's still as good as new. Hey, you notice the wide ties all the guys are wearing nowadays? Somebody gave me a gift of a tie that was 20 inches wide the other day. I had to borrow a friend's chest to wear it. Oh, it's something. I'll tell you this, though. If you're sloppy, a sloppy eater, and you wear a wide tie, watch out. I saw one the other day look like a tablecloth after an Iowa picnic. And a lot of the men's suits nowadays, they're so tight, they all walk around looking like a Jimmy Dean sausage. And they keep telling us that women are smarter than men. Do you ever see a man wearing a shirt that buttons up the back like the women do? No, sir. Well, dress up today and look good, will you?
Thank you, Pat. There he is. Good thinking. All right. From Pat Buttram to Charlie Rich tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Will you remember what you said tonight? Tomorrow night. Will all the thrills be gone? Another lovely song that's in my heart to linger on. Your lips are so tender, your heart is beating fast.
Thank you, Charlie. Charlie Rich, and it's tomorrow night here. Let me say hello to Mike Kiefer in Guantanamo Bay, who wrote me a nice letter, who does a show in that area. And Mike, nice to hear from you. And he says at the end there, I will squeeze you in as close to Dolly Parton if you could get a picture in the studio.
Hold it, Mike. Wait a second.
Well, we'll discuss this later, Mike. But thanks anyway, and I'll try to get back to you on this as soon as possible. Here is the group that's just catching on like crazy. Many times you've got to struggle in this business to get ahead, but right off the bat, they won a talent contest, came right back with a big hit, and here they are with their third big one in a row.
Oh, in a little while from now, if I'm not feeling any less sour, I promise myself to treat myself and visit a nearby town. And climbing to the top, I will throw myself up in an effort to make it clear to whoever what it's like when you're shattered, left standing in the lurch at a church where people say, my God, that's tough, she stood him up. No point in us remaining, we may as well go home as I did on my own, alone again, naturally. To think that only yesterday I was cheerful, bright, and gay, looking forward to a hoot.
knocked me down. Reality came around, and without so much as a mere touch, cut me into little pieces, leaving me to doubt. Talk about God and His mercy. Well, I know He really does exist and never will deserve me. But in my army, it seems that I'm indeed alone again, naturally. Seems to me that there are more hearts broken in the world that can't be mended, left unattended. What do we do? What do we do? Mother, God rest her soul, couldn't understand why the only man she had ever loved had been taken, leaving her to start with a heart so badly broken. Despite encouragement from me, no words were ever spoken. And when she passed away, I cried and cried all day. Alone again, naturally. Alone again, naturally.
Somewhere, Gilbert O'Sullivan is just sitting around with a big grin on his face every time he hears that, inasmuch as he wrote that song. And it's called Alone Again, naturally. No high school diploma, huh?
Not really.
Well, kind of uncertain about your future. Don't waste time worrying. You can get that diploma while you're in the service, and you can earn college credits, too. How? Through USAFI, the United States Armed Forces Institute. They have hundreds of courses from algebra to zoology. And they're bound to have the course that you're looking for. So why don't you look into it today? It's never too late. You may find your future is not so bleak after all. Check it out, USAFI today. Here is Bobby Bear.
Ride me down easy, Lord. Ride me on down. Leave word in the dust where I lay. Say I'm easy come, easy go. And easy to love when I stay.
This old highway, she's hotter than nine kinds of hell. The rides, they're scarce as the rain. When you're down to your last shuck with nothing to sell and too far away from the train. In a good month of Sundays and a guitar go, I had a towel drink of yesterday's wine. Left a long string of friends, some sheets in the wind, and some satisfied women behind. So won't you ride me down easy, Lord, ride me on down. Leave word in the dust where I lay. Say I'm easy come, easy go, and easy to love when I stay. Himself. Been a rodeo bum, the son of a gun, and a hobo with stars in his crown.